update on your health, please?
Yeah, I mean, it's going well. We've had a good off season so far. I mean, it's the off season. I could tell you I'm feeling unbelievable. I could tell you I'm feeling real shitty, and it wouldn't matter until the game started anyway. So I think going along one day at a time. We have a new performance staff here who's doing a great job. Obviously, Cap and his staff have done a great job, but been going real well. Just excited to be training, excited to be looking forward to a season, and really excited to be around the guys again. Excited to have the teammates back in the building and working with the boys.
Some of the things that you can do now, watch your video where you and Deshaun were running. Mm-hmm. How much progress is that?
It's
just some specific things you're able to do now.
I'm able to do a few things. I'll share them as they come along. But, you know, we've been doing a lot of stuff. We've been doing a lot of work. I mean, every single day, you know, we've been putting in the work. And it's a long recovery. It's a tough injury. But it's been going really well, and I'm excited about it. And like I said, nobody's going to believe me when I tell you how good I'm feeling until the season starts anyway. So I'm not going to stand up here and tell you I'm doing awesome, you know.
I know it's totally been a fun injury, but what did you learn going through the rehab process last year that's kind of helped you keep that mindset and knowing that it's the season that matters and not this?
Yeah, I mean, I think when I had to miss my first games ever 2 years ago with the back injury, I was very frustrated and upset. And, you know, there's points of you're pissed off, you know, you go through the why me, you go through all that. You go through the anger, and you want to get back as quickly and as healthily as you can so you can play again. And I think what I learned from that was to control what you can control. You know, I broke my leg. What can you do? You know, it snapped. So you control what you can control. Every single day I wake up, I do the rehab I'm allowed to do. I do the workouts I'm allowed to do, and I do them the best that I can. And I try and get as much better as I can each day and stack those days on top of each other. And I have bad days. Everybody's got bad days, but I try and limit my bad days and capitalize on my good days. And I think it's the biggest thing I learned was it's one step at a time. It's one day at a time. And every little step that I can take forward and in the right direction and minimize the steps backwards, the better off I'm going to be. And not getting so frustrated that it's not going faster or it's not going, I can't do what I want to do yet. You know, that's what I learned from the first injury, is that just take it one day at a time. I need to be ready for the first game. I don't need to be pissed off that today I may not be able to do what I'm going to be able to do in September.
Yeah, what makes all this worth it for you? Is it just getting back out there and being yourself again? Is it helping this team accomplish big time goals, or what?
I think it's a combination of both. I mean, I love the game. I love the game. I love the competition. I love waking up every day with a chance to go to work and better myself and help my team. I love being out there with the guys. I love being in the weight room with the guys, the locker room. Just working towards one common goal with a group of guys and being able to wake up every day knowing that I'm working towards something. You know, I'm working towards bringing wins to this field. I'm working towards making this group as good as I can make it and making myself as good as I can make myself to help this team win games. And so I love it. And whenever the passion goes away and whenever the love goes away, then it'll be done. But I mean, I broke my back, I broke my leg, and I still got the passion, so I don't know if it's going to go away anytime soon. And I got a whole lot of it, and I'm really, really excited about just working and having fun and getting back out on the field.
How will having a healthy Whitney Mercilus be for you guys?
Oh, it'll be great. You know, Whitney, in my opinion, is one of the most underrated players in the league. I think Whitney is an incredible pass rusher. I think he's great in run defense, but I think he's one of the most underrated pass rushers in the league. And I think that having him back out on the field at full strength and being able to do some things that he's capable of, really excited about that. He's a guy that I think can bring a ton of production and a ton of success to this squad.
Bringing in Tyrann Mathieu, and you're, I think, probably the first one to put it out there with the little emojis behind
him. I did what I could there. I tried to help. I mean, when you see a guy like that hit the free agent market, somebody who is a great player, who's great in the locker room, who's great to get around your young guys and help get those motivational tools and get some of those good teaching tactics in their ear, you want him on your team. I mean, he's a guy that I've known for a few years now, and I've loved the conversations that we've had over the years. I've loved getting to know him and feeling his confidence and feeling that positivity and that motivation that he has inside of him. And so you want a guy like that on your team. And so when I saw him hit the market, I just went to work.
KJ, you've had some interactions with Barbara Bush. How do you feel, or your thoughts on state right now and what that family's going through?
Yeah, I mean, she's an incredible woman. She's been so, her and the entire family have been so kind to me ever since I've been here, and working with her with the Literacy Foundation and then her working with my foundation, I can't speak enough to how highly I think of Barbara and how my thoughts are obviously with them in this time. And she's the best. She can put a smile on your face. She can crack a joke with the best of them, even up in her 90s. So she's an awesome woman. She's the absolute best, and we wish her all the smiles and happiness and as she continues to go through everything.
Did she talk football with you?
Not too much. You know, we put the shoulder pads on her during that one thing, and I had the eye black on, and she put the eye black on. So that was a highlight for me. I mean, that was really the first time that we truly interacted. I think that was like 4 or 5 years ago. And I mean, I was just a kid. You know, I'm looking there. I'm like, this is a former First Lady of the United States, and she's got shoulder pads on and eye black, and she's looking at me, and we're talking about literacy, and she's cracking jokes with me in between takes. I was like, I don't know what gets better than this. And it was special. And I've been over to her house, and we've had cookies together, and we've done events, and she's as sweet as can be, and she's a lot of fun to hang around with, and I'm very fortunate to know her.
What would it mean to you guys on defense, the entire team, to have healthy Deshaun Watson for 16 games and beyond for coming season?
Yeah, it'll be great. You know, I think obviously we saw a glimpse of what he's capable of, and this offseason he's obviously doing his best to get healthy and to get himself back out there, and I think it's just a matter of going out there and doing it. You know, I think everybody sees what's possible. I think it's a matter of all of us doing it and making sure that we actually execute it. You know, you can't win. You work to win games in the off season, but you don't. There's no such thing as winning the off season. You have to go out there on the field, and you have to win the games, and you have to perform when it counts. So I think we're all doing the best that we can right now to prepare ourselves, and Deshaun is too. And once we get out there in that field and those games start rolling, that's when it counts.
Can you talk about Evan Romeo back making the calls on defense?
Yeah. I love Rack. Rack is he's brilliant mind. He's a brilliant football mind. He's obviously been around for a long time, has a ton of experience, but even better than his football mind is his personality and what he brings to the locker room, what he brings to the team, the meetings. He's got such a kind heart, and he knows how to talk to each guy and to get through to each guy. But he also knows how to get on your ass if he has to, and how to light a fire under you. He knows how to put us in good situations. He knows how to put us in situations that'll be successful for us. I love the guy. Every single morning when he walks in, I'm in there, and he comes and he taps me on the leg and he says, "How you doing today?" And we have a little 5-minute chat. And every single day, it's some cool little 5-minute chat I get to have with Rack. And I'm very lucky to have played for him, and obviously Wade Phillips earlier in my career. Two guys have an incredible amount of experience in their careers, and so I've been pretty fortunate.
How different do you think it'll be, JJ, playing without Brian Cushing and playing with him for so long? How important was it to have the leadership of Jonathan Joseph and have him back?
Yeah, I mean, Cush obviously was a staple here for a very long time, and I think his accomplishments speak for himself, and I think the city appreciates everything they did for him, and he was a Texan from the day they came in until the day he left. So I think he did a great job of setting the toughness and the leadership. J-Jo's a great dude. J-Jo's he's very smart. He's very good at leading the young guys. He's very good at seeing things on film. I mean, he's pretty much a coach on the field. The guy sees almost everything out there. He knows what he's looking for. He knows how to help the young guys out. He's a great player, and I'm fortunate to have played with him for as many years as I have.
What do you think about Bob McNair's comments that he said he wish he hadn't apologized for his initial comments he made in October?
Yeah, we've talked about it in the locker room amongst some of the guys, and I think that's the most important thing is we're handling it amongst each other. We speak openly and freely in the locker room, and what I said a while back still stands today, is that there have been a lot of conversations and dialogues open up in the locker room that haven't been there before. I've learned a lot of things, and I've definitely had some conversations that we've never had before, and I think it's been really good, and I think that it's going to continue. I think it's opened up an entire new dialogue and new sets of things that are being set into place that guys are really having some meaningful and powerful conversations that weren't happening necessarily in the past.
Now, with the draft coming up, thinking back on it, is there anything that you can think of convey to other people what you wish you would have known then that you now know now?
The draft?
Yeah. You know, coming out of the draft, yeah. And, you know certain things, yeah. But then you learn things kind of over time.
So I have a couple feelings on it. I mean, one thing I would say is don't take everything too seriously. I mean, they booed me coming out, and I mean, I took that very seriously. You know, it hurt, but I also used it as motivation. And so part of me would say, you know, don't let that get to you. But then the other part of me says that was part of the motivation that got me to where I am. So the biggest thing, and what I told both of my brothers, is just be a pro. Is just come in, put the work in every single day. Try and be the best player that you can be. Follow the lead of the – find who the leaders are on the team, the guys who do things the right way, the guys who are pros and go about their job the right way. Follow those guys. Learn as much as you can from them. Don't get too close and piss them off because you're in the ear all the time. But learn as much as you can. Enjoy it. And I think the biggest thing I would tell myself is this is one of the coolest rides you'll ever go on in your life. Everybody dreams about playing in the NFL. You dreamed about it as a kid, and now you get to do it. So make sure you take some time and look around and just realize how special it is and enjoy every second of it.
And you mentioned the performance staff earlier. Fans have been curious about the changes of that. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah, they've been great. I mean, we have an entirely new weight room. I mean, the weight room was gutted and redone. We have an entire new performance staff in there. Luke and his guys are – I've been working with them for the last 2 months at least. We have new nutrition staff, and they're doing great work as well. I mean, there's a lot of changes, and I think we made a lot of changes for the better, and I think we're going to see a lot of improvements and success because of it. I've really enjoyed it, and I think a lot of the guys are enjoying it as well.
Has your relationship with Deshaun changed at all because you've gone through this process together?
Yeah, I mean, I think it obviously has grown. I mean, when you spend that much time together, we've been there almost every single day for the entire offseason and the entire second half of last season together. So you learn a lot about each other, and it's not like there's anything groundbreaking. I mean, it's just little things, learning about family, learning about, you know, what you like and what you got, you know, you get a new house, what kind of furniture you put in. I mean, it's nothing big, like how big's your TV. I mean, you know, nothing groundbreaking here, but it's just the little things that build up that that reputation, that rapport amongst each other, and you build up a friendship and a bond, and you have to have that. I mean, we both went through something that is painful, and physically and mentally, and we each have our down days, and we each have times where it's, you know, you feel like crap and you don't want to work, and the other guy's like, hey, come on, let's work. And I think that it's important to have people like that to bring you along, especially on the days where you're not feeling your best. And so I would say that's probably the biggest area that we both benefited each other is being able to push each other even on the days you don't feel like it.
One thing.
I'll get you both. Go ahead. Mark, go first.
One. He's my elder.
Okay.
Are you sure?
You sure?
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, smarter, too. Smarter, too. What is one thing that you've saw?
I didn't get the bullets. I saw that on crack.
No, you didn't see my name in there anywhere. What is the one thing, and thanks for the shout-out, what is one thing you saw Watson do last year on the field that impressed you the most that has you really fired up to see him do more of this season?
Throw a lot of touchdowns. I like those. And it makes it makes my job a lot easier when we give up a little bit more points. But I think, I mean, obviously, the guy put up an incredible amount of touchdowns in the short time he played, and I think that's what we want him to see more of. And as a defensive guy, it's my job to go out there and stop them and give them the ball so they can score more. I mean, when you got guys like Deshaun and Hop and our entire, I mean, we all know what's there. Now it's up to us to go out there and execute it.
So you're all about Houston. What about your Houston Rockets?
Oh, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, first, obviously, the Astros doing what they're doing. But the Rockets, I mean, they've had an incredible season. James Harden, obviously the MVP. I mean, I don't think there's a whole lot of debate there. But, I mean, just so much fun to watch. It's been a lot of fun to watch the guys and to see the city get so excited. I mean, to carry the Astros' excitement right over to the Rockets' excitement. And I enjoy watching the games. And, I mean, it's a lot of fun. I mean, what, you put up 44 the other night? I mean, it's incredible. I mean, the guy, every single night you tune in, you're watching a human highlight reel. And it's a lot of fun between him and CP3 and all the guys. So I hope they go all the way. And I look forward to watching it. And like I said, I think James is my MVP. I don't care what anybody says. He's the man.
So you've seen what the Astros did, what the Rockets are doing. How important is it for the Texans to keep it up? Keep up?
It's extremely important. Trust me, we don't live in a cocoon. You know, we know what's happening. We know that the Astros won the World Series. We know the Rockets are killing it, got the one seed and everything. So we want to do our part. At the end of the day, we know Texas is a football state, and we need to hold up our end of the bargain. These teams are doing incredible stuff, and I want to go out there and hold up our end of the bargain as well. Thank you, guys.